one, two, broken but glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin and delighted to welcome back to the show. Well, Baden.
You're right.
How you doing this evening?
Not bad.
Yeah. Good. So, however, you're not joining us today as the monster of Baden. You're joining us as Phil Hughes, who's about to make his MMA debut. So,
yeah.
So Phil has joined us to promote Ultra MMA for cancer research on the 13th of April at the Olympia in Liverpool. Just before we discuss the event, how have you been since we last spoke?
Good. Been ultimately, you know, I mean, people have seen me at Wrestle Island and things like that. So it's been continuing to develop a Baden, continue to make a Baden more of a monster as possible, and branching out a few more different angles, a few more different goings on, especially with the ongoing feud with Demon Eye and, you know, Rampain now at the island. It's interesting times. It's been very interesting.
So what have been your wrestling highlights since August? Have you won any championships or been involved in any fun feuds?
Recently at RWA, me and my mystery partner, who was AJ Johnson, became tag team champions. So it was a bit of a different style, especially with in the past as a bad, and I've only really tagged with fellow rejected members, especially the likes of Azazel. So it was interesting to tag with the recently heel turned AJ. And it's also, you know, as a character that's been the big guy, it's nice. And also a challenge as well to tag up with somebody who's relatively the same height, you know, same strength. It's a different take on the tag team wrestling. Especially in the recent match where we went, funny enough, against Rampain. It was interesting to have four, one of those dream sorts of matches that you want, where it's four big guys getting in the ring and, you know, going toe to toe with each other, where you can't really see it. Should we say an advantage on any side, really?
No. Oh, brilliant. So for the listeners who don't know, what is Ultra MMA?
So Ultra MMA, it's a nationwide company, Ultra, that do different sorts of events. They do the white collar boxing. They also do the MMA in most of the cities up and down the country, and primarily they raise money for cancer research. You know, Cancer Research UK, through putting on events and having people who may have had some background or no background at all, putting them through 8 weeks of intensive training. At the end of it, you know, have a show where you can go out and show people what you've, well, put on a show for people really out of your comfort zone, totally. And actually all for a good cause.
Yeah, they do sound like an amazing organisation. They recently tweeted out that they've raised over £16 million for cancer research.
And I mean, so far, I think the update that we had the other day was that so far for the Liverpool fight on the 13th, there's been it's just over £9,000 so far in fundraising. And this is, you know, we're still, I mean, we're only week two into it, sort of week two, three into the run-up to it. And this is without, I mean, we're still lots of ticket sales to go and everything like that, so it's going really well so far, and it's good, nice to be a part of as well.
Yeah, so why did you get involved with Ultra MMA?
Well, this year on the 9th of March, it's my dad's 20th anniversary. So I lost my dad to cancer. So oh, I've been for a while. From people who listened to the last interview of yourself, knew that I'd been at one space a lot bigger than I am now. In fact, you know, 46 stone at one point, wow, I'd lost all the weight, and at every point was living a dream that I'd never, you know, as a badman, every time I stepped in the ring, and anyone who's seen me from over the years will have seen the character of the badman shrink, and then, you know, from physical size and adapt. But with my dad, coming up to my dad's anniversary, I wanted to do something that was really pushed me to the limit where I could, the furthest limit possible, simply because I had the opportunity to. So I wanted to do something, wasn't quite sure what it was, but knew that with it being a big milestone, I wanted to do something simply because my dad wasn't around anymore to be able to do you know, something that I wanted to be big and raise all the money for cancer research. And funny enough, it was Jack Riley. So somebody else, of, you know, one of the Riley boys, and I've had encounters with it, RWA and the Wrestle Island, and he's a friend of mine, you know, outside of wrestling, who had done it last year. So he had done it last year and in Liverpool, and told me about it, and it just seemed like we're already doing wrestling, MMA, you know, it's as extreme as you can get, really. You know, there's no hiding, there's no, it's as extreme as you can get, and that was really my decision on it. It was, this is what I want to do, this is what I need to do. And then putting the time aside to, you know, the dedication to make sure that I'm getting there as well. So,
so you've obviously been wrestling training for years. So how have you found the MMA training?
Wrestling has definitely given me an advantage in certain respects. Your awareness. I think the biggest thing is with wrestling, how it ties over nicely is the awareness that it gives you. And the ability to be able to, you know, to be able to, certain things that you'll see in a wrestling ring. However, I, even though that gives you an advantage, there is no, it's no, the training types, apart from the little bits, the comparison, the difference is quite evident to see. And to be honest with you, I'm actually looking forward to, once this, I'm looking forward to the journey that I'm on, but also how, by integrating this into the character of Baden, how this is going to give me the ability to be able to make a Baden a lot more darker.
Yeah, I could see you like introducing the, like, the Hell's Gate finishing move and stuff, maybe.
Yeah, I think it showed me recently at Wrestle Island when I watched the Joe Nelson and I forgot his name.
Chris Ridgway.
Yes, and knowing that Ridgway has done some of the, you know, cage MMA stuff, the match, you could tell. I mean, Chris Ridgway's always been someone that I've watched, but actually the style, and even when you look at some of the other people that have touched upon it, you know, the likes of Stexy Kev, or even when they've had the pancreas events on, you, when you see that sort of MMA and wrestling crossing over, I do find that you can, you can use the right way, give a wrestler the edge.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a completely different mindset to wrestling as well.
Yeah, I think with wrestling, you, I think the biggest mindset I've done is whenever we go out as a band, much though there always has to be an element of fear, there's always that element as well of enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, get behind. And what I found with the MMA is it's very much you have that fear in there. You know, when we're training, you're looking around the room with the other, you know, 60, 70 people that are there. And much though you're building relationships and having a laugh with them, you also know that anybody in that room, you're all psyching each other out. You don't know if somebody's actually really showing a full hand or whether beat, you don't know who you're going to get drawn against.
Yeah, do you know who your opponent's going to be? Yeah.
No, we find out the week before.
Oh, so do you know how you're going to be matched up with your opponent?
It's matched up on weight. So this is it's a bit of a comedy because everybody, you know, I've always been since starting and all the way been very disciplined on my weight as it is, but yeah, seeing other people doing the same and people dropping, you know, weight and trimming out, and you know, one week you could be weighing the same as one person thinking, right, there's a line put here, I could get matched, then the next week they've put on and you've lost and you're like, okay. And everyone's constantly psyching each other out. You can see, even though everyone's being friendly,
yeah,
you know, at some stage we're going to start psyching each other out.
So what should the listeners expect from like an Ultra MMA event?
An Ultra MMA event, it's for me, what you can expect is a fun-filled evening. It's an evening of people going out there. And one thing I can see, say, and the one thing that's quite evident is that everybody down from the people who run the event,
yeah,
to the fighters, it's the passion. It's the sheer passion. I mean, if you're one of these people who likes, you know, going to the likes of an MMA or UFC event, then it's going to be right up your street. I think what makes this difference is that every single person in there is doing it for the cause.
Yeah.
And nobody, ultimately, everybody wants to win. But everybody's doing it for a cause as well. So actually, in a funny sort of way, everybody stepping into that ring is already as a winner.
Yeah.
Actually getting there.
Okay.
You know, there are people who are going back and this is the second time of doing it. There's people like myself who have never had any MMA experience at all, apart from watching it. Mm-hmm. You know, so what you can expect is a night where you really, a night full of surprises, really. Even I am looking forward to, even though I'm competing in it, but also looking forward to it because you really can't call with anybody. You could have the tallest person in the room go against somebody not so tall, but
yeah,
it's literally down to how they perform on the night, and that's the excitement and the fear element.
Yeah, so the event promises to be an incredibly memorable event, and
it's
raising money for an amazing cause in Cancer Research UK. So you've got a Just Giving page?
Yes, I have, yeah. Off the top of my head, I can't remember the link, the Just Giving page.
I'll link it in the description. I've tweeted it out a couple of times.
So. Yeah, the biggest thing at the moment is with the training. We're training with, you know, a team Carbon. So, you know, it's where people, you know, some of the big UFC fighters are training in Israel and for being Liverpool's, you know, the place to train. And the discipline there, definitely, it's taught me things already with the discipline. And at the moment as well, it's an interesting thing because at the moment, as I said before, currently I'm, you know, tag team with AJ Johnson, who's also in this event as well.
Wow.
So at the moment, you know, me and AJ are both training together for Orbit MMA, and, you know, we're both in the mindset that because of our height and we're very, very much, there is, you know, every chance that we could be drawn against each other.
Wow, that'd be a great match.
And that's a thing as well, you know, Jack Riley, as I said to you, Jack Riley's there. So there's three wrestlers in the room that any one of us, you know, potentially could get drawn.
Wow.
But, you know, it's going to be interesting how me and AJ as a tag team, while we're going through this process and afterwards, how that looks, you know, what type of things that brings to wrestling as well.
Yeah.
Which is going to, it's going to be interesting. It's exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing show. So, all tickets are available online at the ultramma.co.uk website.
Yeah.
And they're on sale now. So are there any wrestling events you want to promote before we go?
I mean, you know what? You know, I would always say that anybody wanting to get into wrestling, there are, you know, wrestling schools throughout the Northwest, which, you know, I've been training at RWA in Runcorn, Wrestle Pro in Manchester. And, you know, RWA has, you know, monthly shows where you can see new and upcoming talents. Mm-hmm. I think the next one is the keep an eye out for the next, you know, Wrestle Island show.
Yeah,
recently had the Rumble where my fellow rejected Iron Woman member, as we now referring to her.
Yeah. The Iron Queen.
You know, her and Jade, you know, went both an hour plus in that Rumble. Were one of the first entrants in, and, you know, regardless of what went down between me and Jade after, she was sadly eliminated. You know, I can't take it away from both Alexa and Jade. They did, you know, last in the Rumble. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, good to see, you know, it was an entertaining Rumble. But yeah, definitely Wrestle Island, every single show. It gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that Rampain are unified and Demon Eye not being suspended at the next Wrestle Island show, it's going to be an interesting 2019.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be interesting if it's going to be Alexa versus Lucas Steele, because that'll be an interesting encounter.
Yes, yeah, it will be. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm looking forward to her getting an actual title at the next show, because I think that's the plan, isn't it? So,
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you, when it comes to what the plans are at the shows. Even though now and again, I like to keep it fresh. You know, I like to keep the idea there that I don't know what's sort of, even if I don't know, you know, because it, for me then, you know, the idea of, you know, Alexis and Lucas Steele, you know, it's one of those matches again where, you know, you would have to say that the odds would be against, you know, Alexis. However, I know from her and the way she is that she pulls out some, you know, crazy things, including, you know, the super kick. So, you know, you can never rule anybody out.
No.
So it's interesting times, you know, ahead. You know, there's a few matches that were on at the last show, which, you know, looking forward, you can see, you know, is it, you know, things like the Murder Squad and Camera Solace, whether that's going to, if that's, you know, now finished or whatever, that's going to materially keep on going. So a few storylines there going. It's always good to see new faces as well. So
yeah, I think Cameron Solace versus Scott Ubin was the match of the night. It was an amazing opening match.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we go, do you want to promote your social media and MMA, Ultra MMA's social media, if you know it?
Yeah, what I'd say is, I mean, anyone who's already followed me, it's about rejected on both on Facebook and on Twitter. With regards to the Ultra MMA, as I said, there is AJ Johnson, and it's down as, you know, Jack Riley, professional wrestler. Both of those guys are both competing, so we've all got Just Given pages, and there are still tickets and also VIP tables if you're looking for a night out with a group of people. And then what I'd say is every single penny goes to cancer research. There's no money goes to any of the people competing.
Wow.
What we get out of it is the 8 weeks training with, as I said, Liverpool's best. So, yeah, anybody who's, you know, an avid listener, it'd be good to see you all there. But yeah, even if you're not able to make the actual events itself, you know, every penny counts. And I know it's one of those lines that I've heard quite often when people say every penny counts.
Yeah.
But it really does. And it shows, you know, even when people, you know, give the last pound, you know, every pound goes into the total, and it's where the money's going and what it's being used for. So, but yeah, if you want to see a badminton in action, there'll be, you know, RWA shows or Wrestle Island, or who knows, will I go out as a bad net ultra MMA?
Wow, that'd be great. I was gonna say, are you gonna come out in your Rejected T-shirt and your mask? And...
I'm not too sure. It's to be confirmed. It does depend who I get matched up against.
Yeah. So I'll link the Just Given page and the link to all the tickets information and your social media in the description below the interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again for a third time.
You too. Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Yeah.